We're recording.
Yay!
All right. Welcome back, everybody. After an eventful session last time, let's dive right into it. So, you all started the session on the doorstep of the Roller's house, having just blown up a temple to Micaius.
Yep.
And trying to avoid looking like the likely culprits.
And somehow didn't get caught.
So, you're greeted at the door by your former Roller companion, Ayal, who was trapped in the body of a tween boy named Willem. It's confused,
ideal
though.
Situation.
So basically, Ayal talked to you, pretty much letting you all know that she wasn't happy with being trapped in the boy of a...
Understandably.
Of a boy
of a 12-year-old body.
Yeah. And that she's been kind of become jaded with the Rollers and what they've been doing and their increasing monomania with destroying Danavera. And you also found out that Ayal had been initiated, which is something that she assumed that you knew about since you yourself had been initiated some 6 months prior. Unfortunately, you have no memories of that.
Or fortunately.
But Ayal let you know that after you pretended to be Raven on the Sending Stone, they figured out that somebody was impersonating her and then figured out that she was dead and then resurrected her. And so that Louis and Raven have been off on a two-week, they've been gone for 2 weeks on a potentially three-week journey to do some sort of favor for the Micaius cleric who got blown up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also find out that Owen and River are in town, though they were off running their afternoon errands while you were visiting. And that Louis's big plan, the next thing he's going to do once he gets done with his favor to Micaius, is heading into the jungle of no return and destroying Temple of Danavera. Ayal didn't mention that until the end of the session, but Ayal also mentioned that, ever since Louis met you and killed the Salt Gains, that he's been increasingly obsessed with destroying Danavera. And the mention of the Salt Gains being killed, you lost control of the entity inside of you. And that also triggered...
Yeah.
The same thing happening in Ayal. So Ayal bolted. You were kind of held by your friends and able to be given the opportunity to calm yourself down. Ayal did not get that luxury and ended up killing six people in the street.
Pretty horrifying.
Yep. But after you had that bout, Tony cast a teleportation circle and took you all to Rakaa to the very cheerful and upbeat decorations of Macaulay's tower. You were led by some skeletons to his dining room, where he welcomed you all back to Rakaa and said he was happy to see you again, even though it's only been a couple days. And then you all headed out into the streets, visiting Captain Dusk in order to get the final words of Tybalt. So, having Inari cast a Speak with Dead spell, you found out that while he's bound in life to his contract, it doesn't bind him when he's dead. If he comes back to life, he'll be rebound to the contract. The secrecy around the Shadowrock Island plans are because the magic's very potent and very wild and poses many risks, and it could destroy the plane if not used properly. The whole material plane could be destroyed. And also creating a new plane takes a massive amount of energy, so there's only enough energy to perform that device once. He told you that if you wanted to help the devils out, you should talk to the project manager, His Eminence, the Lord of Falling Stars, and that he's expecting it to be finished within the next 6 to 8 months.
Project manager.
And then the last question you asked him was, knowing that Shim said the means, desire, and willingness to resurrect him, what did he want done with his body? He said that he'd like to be cremated and have his ashes returned to his birth home, Kefaleo. So, Captain Dusk told you that the ashes would be ready tomorrow afternoon. So you all went and visited Professor Macwee, telling her everything about the devil's plans that you've learned and what's going on with the artificers, and getting her to agree to bring in some other artificer professors at the school and think tank about maybe how to help the project succeed or how to help destroy it safely. So she's going to work on that while you all investigate other areas of concern. So then you went back to the Topaz Sword and checked in with Jasper, updating him on everything you've learned and finding out that he knew that Inari was the daughter of...
Oh, yeah.
Moira?
Moira.
Right? Yep. Do you not remember?
I'm bad with names.
I am too, so I was like, shit, I didn't write that. You all got some much needed rest after a very long and exhausting day. Ayal reached out to Inari to let her know about the people she killed and about the fact that they're going to the Manager Temple, and came up with a call and response in case to make sure that they're talking to each other, I'm assuming so the next time. Which was, the vines are growing strong in my garden, responded with, my bush is flourishing. So, with all that in the bag, it is now, you all had, after that, you had no further disturbances in your rest. You all wake up refreshed at the, well, you three wake up refreshed. You just get refreshed by your cocaine potion.
Yep.
Cocaine.
And, yeah, it is the 18th of Death midweek here in Rakkad. A oppressive heat has settled in this morning as we are nearing midsummer, and the winds off the coast have shifted slightly. You all are at the Topaz Store. What would you like to do with your day?
Really quickly, can you remind me, has everyone used their tattoo except for me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And it refreshes on the first of the month?
Correct.
Cool.
With the full moon.
Thank you, thank you. And we're waiting around. We have to, definitely can't leave until we get the ashes, right?
Which will be ready this afternoon. So.
Oh. And is that the only...
Well, we also want to hear back from Professor McAwee.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's going to take some time.
Right, but I mean, like, in the interim, like, some research.
Because you guys can use the library, the school library to research.
Yeah, there's a few libraries in town.
Oh, yeah, and you were going to...
We're going to pay people, or you don't have to.
Pay in various ways.
Oh, what other ways? I was just going to use gold.
Okay. So, you have breakfast and head to the library, sounds like? Anybody wants to reach out to or talk to along the way?
Yeah, I want to call Hannah. I was going to do it. I just was waiting for you to be done. I'm going to basically just call Hannah and fill her in on everything we found out about the Shatterrock Island. It's only going to last one time. It could destroy the plane. That sort of thing. Because she's there probably still in Spazia with a bunch of really fucking smart people.
Yes.
At their planar institute,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that is a good. That is a good thing. She is, going to be talking to the foremost experts on the planes.
Yeah, so they need to know that that's what's happening.
Okay.
excuse me.
When are Ayel and her group gonna hit that area in the Jungle of No Return?
She thinks they're gonna leave in about a week.
Okay, yeah. So we got some time.
We want to definitely get there before them, though.
Right.
But we can always talk to Heindrick and go to Taksum to get closer than they will be.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll really have the jump.
Yeah.
Or would it be faster for us to hop on a boat in Umfaloko and go straight down the river?
That would probably be the fastest way. But nobody is going to go up that river. That is the Jungle of No Return, and so...
So trade stops at Umfaloko and turns back around.
No, it continues along this way and that way. It never goes that way.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that would be faster, but impossible.
Unless you get your own boat or could pay somebody enough money that they were willing to overlook their own safety.
I was going to say we could try to borrow the one we gave Harita, but I don't think she would want to give us...
You mean the submarine?
Knowing it might forever be gone.
We'd have to get that, though, from Bronzeport. That would be a lot longer, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
And where are our mounts at this point?
Ajuba.
Ajuba, yeah.
All right, well, Hannah thanks you. She lets you know that she's almost a Corander.
Corander?
That's the largest city in Spazia. It's where the spire is.
Okay. Oh, she had still had some travel time. I didn't realize.
Yeah, she landed on the island, but she had a couple days to get there.
Oh, okay. I thought she was just like, yoink, yoink, there already. Okay, cool. Yeah, just let us know if you find anything out that we should know. We're trying to build a team of artificers that might help or not. We're not sure what our plans are yet, but definitely children shouldn't be building whatever this is.
She says, yeah, I'll also consult with some higher-ups in the church to see kind of what Iona thinks about potentially this happening.
Yeah. Okay. Cool, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to make some flyers to hang up.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Yes, tell me more about the flyers.
For the libraries to get maybe some students to help us with the research.
Oh.
So, like, just looking for...
part-time job.
So, I will say... Professor McAvoy specifically asks that you keep the students out of anything.
Okay, never mind.
But there are people that you can hire at the library to help you research, which I'm going to get to here in just a moment. So.
Never mind then. No flyers.
No, good idea. I like what you're thinking. And you can still do it. It's just you.
Well, she asked us not to, and I don't know how we would. Like, because they're going to ask why.
Yeah.
Because they're nosy Nellies. And so.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Cool.
On the topic of, like, trying to find artificers, is there anyone I know from, like, my old university that might...
That's here?
That's not... Well, maybe not that's here, but, like, that...
How would you get a hold of them?
I mean, I could send a letter that... Even, I guess, I don't know. I don't know how they would... If
no,
they would be able to help with, like, just getting information.
Roll me.
At least.
Call it a persuasion check.
Persuasion.
I'm going to give you Bardic.
Nice.
Thanks. Well, no Bardic for this one.
Because
this is sort of a historical situation check to see what kind of, how many friends you made.
Retroactive Bardic?
Yeah.
All right, let's see how popular she was.
My Bardic back in time. While you're at the university, you just hear a little voice in your head.
Not completely impossible. I apparently went back in time to see... Louie, and he talked to me, which was creepy as fuck.
Cool. Oh, that's actually pretty good. That's a 17. Shems was like 70% popular. That's pretty good.
What was it?
It was a 17.
Nice.
Okay. Well, one of the artificer friends is one of the missing artificers. You know that,
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, one of your old classmates from there was here and got hired.
Oh, which one was that?
Graymore? Gray Walker?
Gray Walker. Yes.
Gray Walker.
Wow, that's a good memory.
Mm. If I write it down, it's there. We keep talking about old campaigns, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I didn't take notes.
Gray Walker, he's a tiefling. He's been missing for a little over 3 months at this point. Mm. Who's an enchanter by trade.
Yes.
How
enchanting.
But, I will say, you know a really close friend named Jamila Abjora.
Mm-hmm.
She was a firbolg.
Was she an abjurer?
No.
Damn it!
But with that name...
Right?
Was she a rural juror?
A rural juror. Jamila is somebody who, she was very, very talented and generous with her time, though also a bit of a mess.
That sounds like the kind of company that Chimps keeps.
A bit of a mess.
She's somebody that needs structure.
It was Jamila what?
Abjora.
Abjora.
A-B-J-O-R-A. Last you heard, she graduated from the academy, but you hadn't heard where she got posted yet. But if you have a... Can artificers cast sending?
I don't think I have it.
Let me check.
What level spell is it? It's the third level?
Third
or?
Level spell.
Yeah.
No, it's not an artificer spell.
Boo.
But there's a... Yeah, you could set a paper bird or... try sending a letter here in the peninsula. If she's in the peninsula, the letter would potentially get received to her.
Oh, so, like, the mailing system that is, like, only interconnected between... Like, the fancy, we're teleporting letters between places.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it has to go through, like, ships and stuff like that.
That makes sense.
But you can do express mail, which involves a wizard that knows teleportation delivery.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow. How much expensive is that?
It's very expensive. but yeah, so if that's something you want to think about doing, it's cool. We can do that.
Hi, buddy.
Alright, so anything else you may want to do on the way to the library?
No.
Okay. Well, you get yourself some breakfast on the way out of the Broken Sword? Or the Topaz
Mimosas?
Sword. Mimosas. So, you know, good for research, some breakfast mimosas.
Get your brain juices flowing.
So, you make it to the University Library, which is this... kind of large, squat structure that's just filled with books, floor to ceiling, crammed into every nook and cranny. Tony and Shims, you both are like, books and an organization system that we can manage. And you two, however, maybe have a little bit of a wider look on your face. And so as you are standing there, perhaps gawping a little bit at the books... somebody comes over, a well-dressed, scholarly looking folk, and they say, "Oh, hello. Welcome to the library, research library. Is there anything we can assist you with?"
Some research.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care for some assistance with that?
Definitely.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, here are our rates. So here's how it's going to work. There is a 30 gold piece charge for their assistance. And then for every 10 gold pieces, a 20 gold piece charge for their assistance. And then every 10 gold pieces you spend on top of that increases the +1 on the roll up to a maximum of +8. So if you play 100 gold pieces, you can get a +8. If you double your payment, you get to roll with advantage.
Okay. So 200 gold?
Mm-hmm.
200.
And are they still with us, or have they gone off?
You guys are also going to be here researching. I'm assuming you don't need to buy your help. But
because you've got your own modifiers.
got your own brains.
If your bonus that you're doing for whatever it is you're researching is below a +8, you can spend gold to increase that.
Mm-hmm.
But not above an 8.
But not above a +8. So.
That's 20 platinum, right?
Yes.
Because I can't do math.
So, let's go around and everybody tell me what you're researching at the library today.
I was just about to ask what our goals were.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that before we go. We should decide what everybody's researching first.
I had written down, has there been an attempt like this before? I think that's important to understand. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm sure there was some nerdy person that has really, like, dug into the wild magic, or just wild magic in general, and has, like, some information about, like, how best to harness it, like, what kind of, like, an artificer tool you would need to create to harness it, because it is so much energy, but that's attractive, right? So the first one is... Has there been an attempt before and get or attempts and get as much information as we can about like what happened, why did it fail? And then the second one is
wild magic.
The what you need to create to harness wild magic. And then maybe also checking into some additional information about the celestial and demon like conflict, and I think it would just be helpful for us to know those things.
Last session you also talked about wanting to look into the Lord of Falling Stars. Mm-hmm. Catharsis here.
Yeah.
Or as Hylene called, as Hi Colleen called it, or should I say Hylene?
Cat hair Sahir,
yeah.
Remind me what that is.
That's the Jungle of No Return, right?
Yeah, that's the old capital. When it used to be an empire that people revolted and overthrew, and it was abandoned.
But that's not the 13,000 years ago.
No, that's...
Where we got our weird magic from. Okay.
No, this was more recent. This was about 1,600 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I'll take the jungle.
But the whole thing with the Jungle of No Return is related to the roller such
red water on your book. There you go.
The Temple of No Return.
Oh.
Or the Temple of Dannevirra, yeah. Okay, so... So Anarius picked Temple of Dannevirra / Catharsis here.
Yeah, and I'm paying 200 gold.
Okay.
I'm taking that away from me now. All
right. What about Taika?
Give me a minute.
Okay. Either of you have a preference? Or?
I want to look into the history of has anyone, like, the people that have tried to maybe harness wild magic in general, but also the wild magic of Shatterrock?
Okay, roll me a, we'll call it an intelligence save.
An intelligence save?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bad moment.
22.
So you think about looking into that, and then you remember that Ithun had a giant wild magic crystal that he was researching, and so that might be something that you could have Magpie look into, and she might have better results.
How do you spell Merik?
M-E-R-I-K-H.
And the light's on, right? Oh, we need to roll.
Come here.
The darkness snuck up on us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. It was light 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. 4:47. Fuck this shit.
So should I contact Magpie now, or are we doing...
If you'd like.
Sending Stone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go for Magpie.
Go for Magpie.
Hey, Magpie, it's Tony.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
Have you gotten a chance to rest? It's been a heavy couple days.
No rest for the wicked. We're doing some research in Rakkad. I was wondering if you could also, on your side, help us a little bit.
Of course.
So, remember how Ithun had that wild magic crystal?
I mean, yeah, it was there. It was,
yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah. So, I assume that he probably has information about wild magic and, like, how to harness it, right?
He was doing a lot of research on it, yeah.
Do you know off the top of your head, or is that something that you'd have to go look into?
I could look into it.
Okay, great. So the main thing is that we're looking at how can you harness the power of wild magic, probably with some sort of an artificer tool, but we just need to understand what type of a tool that's going to be. And then also, if you find any history on people trying to utilize wild magic, and like what their pitfalls were in not being able to do it.
Or any ways to mitigate wild magic. Because it's not only what they could do with it, but we've got to go to this island.
Yeah. So, yeah. So one is how to harness it. Two is who has tried to harness it before. And like their pitfalls, and then the third is, can we somehow mute the wild magic so that we aren't hurt by it while we're around it? Is there some sort of a shield or protection that we can have?
I can look into it. Yeah,
thanks.
All things wild magic,
you're the best.
I know. Magpie out. All right, so Magpie's looking into that. What are you looking to at this library?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, those were the things I was thinking. I think probably the celestial demon conflict.
Okay. Do you want to add the Lord of the Fallen Stars to that?
Sure.
And what his deal is?
What's your deal?
Or did you want to look that up? Because he's actually Tibbs' patron.
Sure.
Okay.
So you're going to look into this?
I'm asking. I don't... I'm just making suggestions.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm just very much out of it right now. Okay. So.
All right. So you're going to look into the social demon conflict?
Yeah. No, she's looking into that. She's looking into Lord of Falling Stars.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And it just occurred to me, I want to look into, I mean, mechanically they're called Blood Hunters, but I don't actually have a name in game of what
sure.
I am. And the Druid Lord, and what the fuck is up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like adjacent to Danavira, but yeah. Isn't it interesting that I have this mechanical class, but it has no precedent? So I'm just getting powers and being like, well, I guess I can do this now. Weird.
Much fun.
I never thought of it that way, but it's really true.
Well, it's one of those things where Bloodhunters didn't exist when this world was created. So you're playing the first Bloodhunter in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So where did they come from? Where did they go? All right, so that's what you're looking at. How much are you going to drop on?
A 200. If I don't like the role, can I pay more money?
If you don't like the role. It'll take more days of research.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just roll till I get the result I like. All right. Tony, what are you going to look at? You celestial demon conflict. All right. So everybody's got their things, and you guys are going to spend all day working on this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So you two, and what's skills are you two using? Religion or
can I
history?
Bardic each of them.
You sure can.
Thanks.
You each have a D8.
Can I guidance?
No.
I can only. It's a concentration spell that lasts 1 minute, so I'd imagine it's not gonna be.
I would say for
an
like,
all day
for
event.
This sort of all day
now.
Roll. I'd say probably not. But you can't. I will.
It is very overpowered.
I will let the bardics go through.
Okay.
So it's So you're looking at. So you want to use history or religion.
History, if those are my only options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's your history bonus?
+9.
Okay, so you don't need to worry about spending
any
money. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm gonna do history.
What's your history bonus?
+8.
Okay.
Oh!
Yeah!
Those plus the chocolate.
Some smart.
My goodness.
Alright.
Food should be here shortly.
Yeah, I figure we'll do the rolls, and then when the food get after that we eat, we can get the results.
Cool.
It'll give me even more time to summarize my thoughts. All right. You two, you can choose, and this will flavor the results that you get, but since you're not the ones rolling, you two are sitting here still playing paper football or whatever.
Yeah. That's accurate.
What knowledge skill would you like to the researchers to use for your role?
Gosh. Probably nature.
Nature?
Right. I mean, I don't know.
There's no wrong answers.
Okay.
It's what you want.
But also maybe history. And I've never heard anything about Marique and Danavira in a religious sense.
Yeah, the people that revere them, it's like more like druids, less like clerics.
Less like clerics.
And druids are kind of like clerics, but...
But different.
Different.
But a little different.
Yeah.
A little less formal, a little less dogmatic.
Tight in the ass. Did that come with this motion?
Yep.
Okay.
It sure did.
Because I was like this, and I was like, I know what that came with.
All right, so nature?
I don't know, maybe history, though. This is just flavoring what we're going to get back.
Mm-hmm. It'll be the kind of information you
get. I would want history then, because I want to know, maybe, yeah, because what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Make up a name for this class on the spot. I'm kidding. But also, have there been any others?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was there an order or anything
mm-hmm.
like that?
Okay. And are you going to tell, when you're describing this to the research pages,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to include information about Bentley?
Hmm.
About what?
That's something you two
know. Oh, yeah, y'all don't know about my shit. Would I make a connection between Benton and this?
Benton.
I guess you tell me. Do you have a connection between Benton and this?
Because what I'm doing is so different than what he did.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
But he had a lot of the same class features that I'm now recognizing in myself and things that I saw.
Probably different subclass, but same class, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think he was actually the same subclass.
Your subclass is different.
Oh, okay. This
because
is
the... you're using elemental powers instead of blood powers. We're reflavoring it.
Oh, so mine is considered, but they're the same effects.
Same effects,
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Different activations, same effects.
Okay, yeah. But I can, so I can make a correlation between what he could mm-hmm. do and seeing what I can do all of a sudden. So yes, I would...
Alternatively, we've never really hashed this out. Was he also using elemental powers? We've never talked about it. I just assumed he was a plain old blood hunter, but if you want
Yeah, no, plain old blood okay. hunter, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But he was Order of the Mutant as well,
yeah.
type of situation.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say
yeah. Yeah.
I can recognize some of the things that I can do and what he could.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, history. I will. Yes, history, and I will describe Benton as well.
Yeah. Great. And Anari, what about you?
Anari should be snooping on whatever's going on over there.
I was going to say, I am planning on doing some snooping in between her, whether it's on you or somebody else.
Excellent.
I think, would history make more sense for... Because that was like...
Probably.
Yeah? Okay.
Snooping.
Right. Oh,
you
know
me so
well. Go ahead and roll it. You do get to roll with advantage.
Here we go. Can they pay to get advantage?
You can pay 100 gold pieces for advantage if you want.
Ooh,
hell yeah.
And you have a d8.
Right. It's a d8. Okay, wait.
God damn it. Okay, that's not bad. Plus 8?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, so...
Which die do I want? I use the shitty one.
Fuck Nick!
No!
You want to spend a coin?
Yeah. Can you re-roll both?
Yeah, which one do I roll?
When you spend a coin of advantage, you get to re-roll both.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Put your die back.
Am I rolling? Good vibes.
I mean, if you want to spend 100 gold pieces for advantage on this roll.
Good vibes.
I spent 100 gold pieces,
okay.
I fucking needed it.
19.
Can I roll and then spend $100?
No.
If you want, I'll
I can
if
give you.
You
the,
if I roll,
can
I use my coin?
Yes.
Okay.
She just
used
her coin.
I got a 25.
I got that.
Okay, so that's
8. So 22.
Okay.
What'd you get?
19. Oh, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all are 19 to 25.
Yeah.
25.
Oh, add your d8.
Oh.
I gave you Bardic.
So 30.
No, roll a d8.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Two pyramids.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking for one. Is that a one? No.
Seven.
Oh, it's a seven?
That's a seven.
Nice.
So 29.
God
29?
Damn.
Shit.
So I rolled a 14 and 2 on the die and then plus 9, so I think that's 25.
Nice.
16. 16
plus
9
is 25.
Oh,
16.
Nice.
Alright.
Shit.
Good rolls.
Nice.
Alright, we will get into the results after dinner. Alright, so you all have a busy slash restful day in the library. Shims and Tony, you both have like worked up a good sweat, like tracing all over this large building, like pulling off heavy books from shelves. You have a group of people who are, well, you don't because you didn't pay the money. Shims, you have a group of people who are helping like point you towards particularly rare tomes. And Tony, you do well.
Yeah, I'm just carrying giant stacks of books, being like, don't worry, I got it! I got it!
What's your strength?
What a question.
Where is it?
Upper left.
Upper left. 13.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you did do a lot of library work at in Gregor's Tower, so you do got them guns.
Those library guns.
Those book guns.
My old tabaxi guns. They're all sinewy.
So,
old man strength.
Each of you roll me a D100.
Oh,
So should I just roll 5?
So it's no, it's you should have a dice that's like double two. Digits on it.
Oh, that one.
And then
okay,
and then, and then a d10.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
16.
Oh, you're so cute.
These ones I've literally never used things. Mm-hmm. That's why they're in
the bag of shame.
The bag of shame. I never use them.
I mean, honestly, I'm just doing this to see who's going to get their information first, but I was like, yeah, we don't get the whole percentile dice nearly enough.
95.
Ooh.
Ooh. You mean bank that?
Right. 70-something?
72.
Nice. All right, so Tony. Oddly enough, that, what'd you got higher than her, right?
I got a 16.
50-something.
Oh, okay. It almost lined up perfectly how much I'd written in my notes. You two were flipped. But it's like,
that's funny.
So, Tony, you are researching the celestial demon conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You find a lot of information you already know, which I won't go back into. You know. So basically, kind of the pertinent information that you get, so you know that the war began with the cataclysm, fiends and celestials fled to the astral sea. So that's what you know already. Initially, they descended on a place called the City of the Dead God, which is this city in the astral sea that is built on the back of literally a dead god, though you're unable to find out who or what that god is. But what is odd, because you know all the gods died in the cataclysm 780 years ago, the city predates that, so must be some older god than the gods that died. However, they were rebuffed by a consortium of very powerful spellcasters that reside there.
On the dead god?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a city on the dead god called the City of the Dead God.
And that's an island?
In so much as the corpse of a dead god could be an island, yeah.
But it's in the astral sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is actually the largest habitable territory in the astral sea. And where the bulk of the non-fiend celestial residents live.
So some sorcerers were able to kind of, like, fend them off.
Mm-hmm.
Any... Well, I guess I'll let you continue.
Well, yeah, you're going to ask questions because I want to make sure.
Any details about how they helped fend them off?
Very powerful magic. They're talking about sorcerers throwing around ninth level spells. So they were forced instead to find scraps of habitable territory. The Celestials founded the Gleaming Bastion, which is their primary fort, where their leader, Ambriel, the voice of all, resides. And so. That's Gleaming Bastion, just like it sounds. And Ambriel, A-M-B-R-I-E-L, voice of all.
Ambriel?
Mm-hmm.
A-M-B-R-I-E-L?
Yep, comma, voice of all. And then the Devils ended up founding the Stronghold of Woe, where their leader... Primarch Atraxius.
Okay, I'm sorry. The what of woe?
The Stronghold of Woe. W-O-E, not the Keanu Reeves woe.
Whoa.
Whoa, this is a Stronghold of Woe.
And the leader is what?
Primarch. P-R-I-M-A-R-C-H.
I knew it'd be weird.
Atraxius. A-T-R-A-X-I-U-S.
That's just making me think of Dune.
Mm.
Atreides, Atraxius.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why.
They kind of a Dune-ish cast to them, I suppose, yeah.
And that was the Devils?
The Fiends.
The Fiends, okay.
So that's some new information for you.
Cool.
That's hard to find. Good job on your 29.
Nice.
What are you doing?
Gems. You have been combing... tome after tome, looking for anything about the Lord of Falling Stars. Several times throughout the day, the people that you're paying to help you research are like, I don't even know if we have anything. And so you're about to give up when you find a leather-bound journal that you just feel compelled to look through, and you find this snippet in there. And in that time when the gods did meet their end, when the heavens fell and the hells were consigned to memory, I was trapped in the nine hells with mine companions, bold and few as we tried to escape the plane material. We witnessed a great battle between fiends as an obsidian creature struck a great felling blow upon Zagrexel, prince of the third layer. Upon slaying Zagrexel, its skin began to shine with starlight, and it proclaimed itself Lord of Falling Stars. As we fled the Intrepid Collapse, the newly appointed Lord gathered his forces and fled behind us.
And so what was Grexel?
Zagrexel was the prince of the third layer of the Nine Hells.
Did you say Sir Grexel?
Z-A-G.
No, did you say Sir Grexel?
No, Zagrexel. Yeah, Z-A-G.
Okay.
And so, like, he just was, like, a devil that ruled over it, or was he a god, or what was
he was
a prince?
He was a fiendish prince, a devil that ruled over the third layer of hell.
I don't know why in my brain I'm operating on, like, Daedric princes, and so I thought it was a god, because that's the word.
Did you say Daedric?
Daedric. It's an Elder Scrolls thing.
Oh, I was like, Daedric principles.
I just have a tendency to mix up D&D and Skyrim.
That's fine.
I mean,
easy to do.
Yeah, it's really easy to do. Because I just thought dead god, that just came
with that. Yeah, you're still stuck in the city of the dead god.
So basically he ascended, kind of, right?
Yeah, you found out how he became to be who he is, who he killed to get that spot.
And he didn't have the stars until that happened?
Yes,
is that right?
That's
he was
correct.
Like a void until then?
He was just like a black obsidian.
Okay, cool.
Mm. Too high. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The wall.
Alright, Anari.
That's me.
You start, your researchers come up to you pretty shortly and they're like, alright, so you've asked us to investigate Skathair Sahir. And they lead you to a wing of the library.
Ah!
And they're just like, this is our information on Skathair Sahir.
Wow! Narrow it down.
What specifically can we tell you about Skathair Sahir?
We're looking for the Temple of Danavera, right?
Yeah, that's what you're, that's what you're kind of hoping for.
Danavera shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they spend the day searching for it and eventually produce an old survey, like land survey.
That's funny.
Basically, you know, because Skathair Sahir is very bureaucratic. And, you know, the seat of the empire and made a lot of money from taxes, perhaps overtaxing, you quickly find out, maybe which led to the rebellion. But as part of this, you know, they were taxed by the room and the square footage. And so you actually find a map of the temple, which I don't have on me now, but we'll get to you before you get there. And you have a general, I'd say, a better idea of where to find it within the jungle. Though the people are like, yeah, it's still pretty hard. You know, it's that part's been lost. So basically what's going to happen is you'll have a bonus to your survival checks to find out where you go.
Sweet. Nice. Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're sitting there playing paper football with it. Oh, Nari, you wanted to do some snooping during the day?
Yeah!
What kind of snoopery did you want to get up to?
I don't know.
Put on your beagle nose and...
Yeah.
Your what?
Beagle nose. Snoopy the character from Beyonce.
Oh! Okay.
Just the see if anyone's up to anything interesting. Maybe read some minds. You know, watch people that look like they're doing something interesting or nefarious or, yeah.
Okay, roll me just a D100 again.
Nice. You're really getting into the D100s. You rolled two ones and now you have like a bug.
76.
Yeah, lots of you're coming around the library. Lots of folks that are just like punching their time clocks, making that money. You find a sitting kind of by themselves in a little corner, a halfling woman who is reading accounts on tyrants of history and like how they became tyrants, and, like, what qualities a person needs in order to, like, influence mass amounts of people. you get the idea, like, you can hear her, like, planning in her head. This isn't, like, just, like, for fun, like...
Oh, my God.
She's just, like, she has a vision board in her head of her, like, leading a massive amount of people.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't know where you would have come up with that.
Colleen does watch shows, like, about how to become a tyrant or...
how to become a mob boss. How to become a cult leader.
I watched all of these.
They're good. They're on Netflix.
I don't think that's so... Because this woman isn't reading a how-to. She's reading up on... Like, you're watching some...
She's making a documentary in her head.
Yeah, this one's got a further bit of crazy than you do, I think.
Do with that what you will.
I'm going to just let them know that I'm ending Psychic Whispers for a second. I want to connect with her and, like, whatever she... Can I tell, like, what she's, like, reading about? Or, like, at a point in time, something she's just read? Or...
Right now she's reading about Veracast the Betrayer. A
skeleton... Is that the guy that did the thing to you?
Yeah. A skeleton, like, a cleric who became a skeleton, who became, like, the second hand to a god and led, like, an army of people shortly before the cataclysm.
And then tricked his best friend into releasing an elder god.
Were you the best friend?
Eldritch horror. No. Thankfully, no. But that culminated in a sending stone call. Mayday, mayday, oops! It's the fucking best moment ever!
The oops being, oops, I've accidentally set upon the cataclysm on the
Eldritch Horror, the gods are being eaten, help me.
But, so yeah, that's what she's reading about.
What was its name?
Veracass.
I think I'm just gonna fuck with her a little bit, and, I don't know, everything she's, like, reading about, like, Veracass, be like, yeah, I've heard about Veracass before. All anyone thinks about him is his very nice ass.
She says, who is this?
Silent.
I've been chosen.
Oh, God! Oh, God, you made it worse!
Gods are talking to me now. I'm ready. I am ready to lead.
The way you can lead is by 15 years of silence and not interacting with any other living being. You've got to learn.
Roll me a deception check with advantage.
Yeah. Okay. Where's my thing? 25?
Nice.
If I do this, I will be the leader. I'll be ascended.
If you do this, you'll be considered. You have to do it well enough.
I won't disappoint you. And she pulls out a knife and grabs her tongue. And as she's doing it, like, that draws notice and, like, people start rushing over and, like, wrestling. Like, she's, like, halfway through, and they're, like, wrestling the knife.
She's halfway through?
And they're, like, wrestling the knives out of her hand and, like, pinning her and, like, dragging her out of the library to some sort of healer.
That bitch is going to an asylum.
Nori, did you fucking see that? That bitch just tried to cut out her tongue.
Oh. Inari ended the psychic whispers and now looks very innocent.
I wish the microphone could capture just the casual reading from Stockton.
Can I roll an insight to see if Inari had something?
You don't need an insight.
Okay,
you
I don't need
you,
it.
You know her.
She's a bad person.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
She's
fine. Yeah. I think if Inari told someone to cut their tongue out, they probably should cut their tongue out.
I didn't
tell them to cut your tongue out.
Well, we weren't involved in the second as far as I know, that's exactly what she said.
So I will ask.
I did say to be quiet.
No, I'll ask. Yeah. Why did you tell tell her to cut her tongue out. That seems really extreme.
I mean, I didn't.
Okay.
That was her own extreme choice. She was reading basically a how-to and making a plan to become a tyrant and rule over the world.
And just all it took was you for, like, in her head for, like, less than 5 minutes for her to cut her tongue out?
Oh, I said one word, and she thought the gods were speaking to her.
Oh. So she was already Looney Tunes. Cool. Yeah. Well.
Some people and their egos.
Maybe good thing you got her off the streets.
Maybe. I don't know if this will do it, though.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, at the minimum, she's going to be under observation for a while.
Would I have heard her name at all in that, or no?
No, no one knew her name.
And I feel like we should. I kind of want to keep an eye on her. Nah. Just to, like, know. You know, when the newspaper comes out eventually.
Make notes.
Yeah. Good to know. That's the name. Look at that. Reading the Rakaad Daily News.
Well, the Rakaad Post says that the tongue lady.
The tongue lady.
Oh, God.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
That went. Not where I expected, but where I hoped, I guess. Alright, so, Bloodhunters.
Uh-huh.
And you, a primer.
A primer.
No, I've got two bits of information for you. But, I'm going to say this to you. You're kind of sitting near Inara, you guys have been playing paper football, she's sitting there casually reading the book. Your paid hands come over, uh-huh. They present the information that they have found.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to just...
Are you asking this because there's something that I might not want to share, or because I'm KG?
I'm asking you because you're you.
Because I'm KG. Okay. No, it's fine. I'll stay there.
A couple of the pages come up from your small team.
Mm-hmm.
we've exhausted what we can do for the day.
Uh-huh.
So we found two accounts. Mm-hmm. One matching the person that you told us about,
mm-hmm.
and one more matching. Well, I guess when you described your abilities, did you say it was somebody else?
I mean, I couldn't have said it was someone else because I would have referenced the tattoos.
Okay.
So it would have had to have been me.
So one matching the person you told us about, and another matching yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first person, we didn't. As far as we can tell, they're very low-key, under official channel sort of group. We didn't find much, but we did find a pilgrim to Lakana from the peninsula had an account of meeting an order of people matching the description of the people that you with the powers that you described and the activations using their own blood to fuel these powers and rituals. Anyway, they lived in Lakana, and it was a group of women who were guarding a portal to the Shadowfell.
Oh.
And then, you know, so this record's a few hundred years old, but we weren't able to find anything more recent than that, but if you'd like, we can keep looking into this. They were located in the city of 13 Seats. In Lakana.
Where's Lakana at?
It's on the Obsidian Rim.
Oh, this is something I know about from a prior campaign.
Yes.
Okay. Is it L-O?
L-O-K-A-N-A. And so it's on the Obsidian Rim between Avolia and Castellanter.
Okay, the city of...
13 Seats. It's the capital.
13 Seats. Okay.
Put that tongue back in.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
How dare you flaunt that tongue? After what you just did.
Secondly, we have a record of a lone adventurer from approximately 1,800 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Who operated near Kathair Sahir. They were described as a champion of Danavira, who had similar abilities as you, and apparently could summon lightning.
That's cool.
Unfortunately, they were an ancillary character in somebody else's adventuring story, so we need much more information than that.
Side quest. I'm a side character. That sounds like me too, unfortunately.
well, no, no. This was they were There was a group of adventurers that encountered this folk, and we have their journal, but not that.
I'm sorry, I can't remember. Did you say you were getting this information right next to me?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Cool. We will be here tomorrow if you have any more information, of course.
Do you think there's anything else to be found about what I'm looking for?
It's pretty exhaustive, but if there's related things that this maybe is inspired, we could look into that.
So the only other thing you found was a group of women in the Obsidian Rim guarding a gate to the Shadowfell.
Correct.
So nothing here on the peninsula?
The
first guy?
Not like the other person, no.
Interesting.
And their, yeah, as you said, their magic was slightly different than yours, using blood instead of elemental energy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And so the women in the Obsidian Rim, they use blood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Okay, thanks.
They say, we've written down a description of where they were at in the City of 13 Seats, so if you ever do find yourself there, you have a way to get there.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to write down, I have directions.
Okay, so, the library is closing up for the day. The people that aren't actively students or professors, so.
You just take your glasses off and say, the library is closed.
The library. It's close.
Intense.
Yeah, Drag Race.
Oh.
Because reading is what? Fundamental.
That's what they call when they just sit around and insult each other. It's reading them.
Oh.
And they say they open the library and they start insulting each other.
Read for filth.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Can we take, a quick 10 or 15
sure.
minute break?
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. We're back.
Yay.
All right, so you guys have researched in the library. It is, after dinner, it's the library shut down. So is there anything you all want to do before you... Are you also staying at the Topaz Sword again this evening?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
There's
no reason not to, yeah, exactly.
Okay. So everybody drop a gold piece for that.
Oh, yeah.
Shims, are you going to pick up the ashes for Tybalt today?
Yeah.
Okay. So Captain Dusk gives that to you in their own little velvet bag. She says, whenever you get over there, that'll be great. So is there anything anybody else would like to do today, or do your characters just have a chill evening and relax?
Chill evening.
I don't think I have anything else to do.
Yeah. Chilling like a villain.
And are you each sleeping in your own room tonight, or are you going to do another night of watchful resting? Knowing that there's a limit to the number of nights in a row you can do it.
I know. I think it's probably fine.
Why did you want to do it last time again?
Because she
grunked
out.
Oh.
Because of the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't, can you just set up some alarms around my bed and it might trigger them?
Can I do that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's a thing you do.
Then you can sleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can ritual cast alarm, I think, too.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, so you don't have to use a spell slot.
I'm also going to barricade my door from the inside, so. In case she's
You didn't do it last night, so why is Tony doing it tonight? I'm curious.
Because there's no watchful rest now.
That's hilarious.
My ride or die is not watching out after me. So I gotta...
You can only ride so much with this potion, as he keeps continuing to point out.
Right, and I'm not suggesting
that
you do it again. But that's why I didn't do it last night.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. All right.
Well, that's funny.
You all got some information, some more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But that is where we'll wrap up for this week. We'll be back next week with more adventures.
Yay! Let's do it. Bye.